This is AT Man, and it's the bi-weekly astrology report for WGXC-FM 90.7.
Yeah. Good afternoon. It's Friday the 26th of August, and this is the astrology report for the next 2 weeks. It's 90.7 on your FM dial, WGXC, and this is AT Man. And this week we also have available a phone-in in case you want to ask a question about astrology, about tarot, about anything of that sort. The phone number here is 518-828-0290. So if you have a question, give a call. I don't have the ability to create horoscopes here, but at some point in the future, that will come about. So, I'm going to be talking about what's going on right now as the hurricane approaches. Very, very exciting. It's supposed to be here late tomorrow. It sounds, from what everyone's saying, as though it's going to be quite dramatic. And I'm going to be talking about what's going on astrologically for all of us in the next days. Of course, as I've mentioned before, do bear in mind that these influences are general in the sense that they're happening, they're mutual aspects, as they're called, meaning the planets in the sky are making certain kinds of relationships to other planets that affect all of us at some level. But of course, they affect us all very differently based on where the signs in our planets are. If you're ever curious to take this one step further, there are many places you can go online and get a free horoscope cast, and it will tell you where the sun and the moon, and if you know your birth time, your ascendant, and the rest of the planets in your horoscope, the signs that they tenant. This is all very important because the sun sign is only one. In fact, the sun refers to your father, to masculine energy, to the masculine part of you, to spirit, in the same way that the moon is probably in a very different sign, which relates to your mother, which relates to your emotional nature, which relates to feelings, one's emotional set, and so on. So, of course, obviously, in the same way our parents aren't the same, their differences are often reflected in the differences between how we feel and how we react and how our energies work, how our vitality functions. And this is very integral because one of them might be triggered by a particular aspect and not the other. Therein lies the complexity of astrology as a whole. Well, what's most relevant today is that, as I've mentioned in the last two programs, Mercury has been going retrograde. I don't know whether any of you have noticed this. Probably you have. As I said last week, the Mercury retrograde cycle, or 2 weeks ago, the Mercury retrograde cycle tends to last about 3 weeks. And it's also kind of interesting because when the cycle ends, and it will go direct tonight at around 2 after 5 this afternoon, we aren't totally free of the retrograde influences until Mercury pulls past the point where the retrograde began, which would be taking us all the way ahead to September 10th. So, because today's the 26th, we're talking really effectively about 2 weeks from now is when that Mercury retrograde and all of its implications are going to be passed. This is called the shadow of the Mercury retrograde period. And the idea is that we don't really move ahead until everything goes back to where it was before Mercury started going retrograde. So what it calls for really is a time of patience. And it of course, the idea is to just wait a bit before you plunge into new plans. Again, it's kind of interesting because I think I mentioned before that I was given by a friend a computer, a MacBook Pro, 2 weeks ago. And although normally you'd try not to buy electronics or a new car or anything that's mechanical during a Mercury retrograde cycle, it's actually fine. In fact, it's advantageous to receive, to buy, to come across objects, devices that are used. The idea being that there's a backward-looking quality about it, that it's not brand new, that it's actually harking back to a previous ownership, and that the idea here, really, the end of the Mercury retrograde means that we can begin to get on with our business, that communications will tend to be more direct and more straightforward. And from the sound of it, it sounds like we may well need that over the weekend when it's predicted that electricity could be down, some communications could be down, and so on. We're also approaching the final phases of a long-standing square that's been in operation for quite a while, which is Mars in Cancer squaring Saturn in Libra. And this is a real hot spot that's been happening for a number of weeks. And because Mars represents aggression, anger, creativity, desire, and Mars in Cancer is home or one's home country, Saturn represents prevailing order. It also represents autocratic regimes, individuals who take on the power. And so when Mars goes square Saturn, it's a very revolutionary time. And we see this happening around the Middle East. It's not accidental that Libya seems to be on the way down, that it's emboldened many activists in Syria, that Egypt is moving through a whole other phase. It may even be spreading to Iraq, maybe Saudi Arabia, maybe Iran. So the whole idea here is that Mars and Saturn, when they're square, is like a continuing irritation. It's like an open wound that refuses to heal. And of course, it also indicates a necessary process of uprooting and working through prevailing systems, ways of looking at things, governments that seem to really have in the past had their own way, but now are being seriously questioned. I think we could really say the same thing about the Congress of this country as well. Because something is atrophied, our vitality has been lost somehow, and it indicates that the kind of participation that in a democratic way comes together to actually make decisions that benefit the whole and are totally nonpartisan and are involved with a kind of integration of opinions is absolutely not the case right now. It's striating. Everything is being split down the middle. And it's interesting because we have to really be aware of what this means for us, and also the fact that there's a great likelihood that this kind of thing, this kind of dynamic happens in our own relationships. You know, so when such influences happen, when I talk about them in referring maybe to the public, to political institutions, to rulers of other countries, remember it represents changes of direction in your own life. It represents possible friction in your own relationships. And, you know, very often the way this plays out is it has to do with recognizing what it is you really need in any given relationship and whether the relationship is feeding you adequately. It creates great volatility, obviously in stock markets, but it also creates volatility in relationships. And, you know, people can go back on promises that they've made. You can feel very emotionally unstable. Lots of people I know who naturally ask me about these things on a regular basis, almost everyone has mentioned that they feel kind of intuitively something strange is happening. You know, the earthquake last week was a great symbol of that, when I'm sitting in my brick building on Allen Street in Hudson and suddenly the whole thing is like wobbling back and forth was really quite strange. So the idea is not only that such things happen, but it's also about how we deal with them, how we respond. And it's about this period of emotional instability in recent weeks. And maybe the flux over the weekend is really like the last vestige of that happening, the last gasp, as it were. So this is really the calm before the storm in many ways. And it will really question us in terms of how we deal with that kind of flux, whether, you know, on a larger scale level or in our own personal relationships. Once again, to let you know, this is the Astrology Report on WGXC 90.7 FM in Hudson. And we are open for phone calls in case you have the interest to do so at 518-828-0290. Sunday, the 28th, which is just in a few days, is a new moon in Virgo. And new moons represent the end of a cycle, the lunation cycle. You know, the Islamic months begin just the day after the new moon each month. Same with the Hebrew calendar. That new moons represent seeding points. They represent the end of one cycle and the beginning of a new one. And the new moon in Virgo, of course, it always happens, the new moon in the sign the sun is in at that moment. So on Sunday, August 28th at 11:04 p.m., by which time all of the drama should have passed, we see that everything is very pragmatic and very Virgoan. It's a time to create healthy environment, to, you know, refine our skills, to really discover how we've developed or if we've developed in terms of being more effective and efficient in terms of meeting our responsibilities. Again, Virgo tends to be very naive, very perfectionist in the way it functions, and also extremely critical. So this is the time we get this out, as it were. You know, we get out those little petty criticisms, which, if they are allowed to multiply and to build up, become ultimately problematic. The idea is it's good to let them out in a controlled way so that they don't create an overwhelming situation. I always think, for example, it's like I have a bit of Virgo myself in Mercury and Venus, and which is the way I think in my aesthetic sense, but with Mercury in Virgo in particular, one can be very, very critical. And of course, by doing astrology, I have an opportunity to get that particular quality out on a professional level. And in a way, it spares people that I have closer relationships with because I don't let loose the whole critical faculty on them. Okay, so we see here that Jupiter in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn form a grand trine, an earthy grand trine, with the new moon in Venus. So the new moon is conjunct Venus, also in the sign Virgo. And this is actually a very, very positive aspect. It's Jupiter is your worldview, your attitude, your expansive abilities and qualities, your religious beliefs, your philosophy, your worldview, as it were. And of course, Pluto is very transformative in Capricorn. So the way this works is that our views, our attitudes are often forcibly changed by events that occur to us. And with Pluto in Capricorn, which is an earth sign, which deals with finances, government structures, it's a tendency to get really fed up with this because it's really reaching deeply into our pockets, our wallets. It's hitting very, very close to home. And it's making things very, very difficult. So at the same time, we see, you know, professional athletes in this country making millions and millions of dollars. I think I figured out recently that Alex Rodriguez makes about $300,000 every game he plays, which is more than I've made probably in the last 30 years. So what we're talking about really is this gigantic gap. It's like a reality gap that we're all really being forced to confront. It's as though our nose is being rubbed in it. And I really feel that myself sometimes. So, but the good news about it is it in a way teaches us to learn a greater degree of fluency in terms of how we manage our own finances, resources. And it certainly involves cutting back a bit. It involves being more careful about what you spend and how you spend it. Also, really, again, like the Mars Saturn square, it's like really investing in what's relevant right now for you and discovering what your real priorities are. It's not just going and buying something or getting a particular kind of food or beverage or whatever, but rather look at the larger picture. Try to get a different, longer-term view, and try to make sure that your, you know, your consumerism, your consumption, your budget fit into a larger view that makes sense, that's more ecological, that's more balanced. So the whole idea of this new moon is really settling the whole next phase of the cycle from Sunday, August 28th, all the way through to the Libra new moon, which will happen sometime after the equinox, which will be the last few days of September. So on the 28th also, which is Sunday, we see the sun goes trine to Pluto, which I just talked about. And sun trine Pluto means that your energies are really being revised, changed, modified, shifted, you know, turned in a new direction. And so if you have any ambitions, you know, that have maybe been on the back burner while Mercury has been retrograde, let it out. Let it move forward. Move ahead with these things. You know, really start to manage your life and take control of it. Otherwise, people you may not trust and may not even like end up being in a position where they may be controlling more than you think. Next Tuesday, which is August 30th, Jupiter, the largest planet, starts going backwards. It's called stationary retrograde, because when an outer planet like that seems to go backward, the implication really is that it's not actually going backwards, but relative to the where we are on the Earth and our orbit around the sun, it apparently moves backwards relative to the sun. So this, again, is something that doesn't just happen from one moment to the next. Rather, it takes a number of days for that retrograde cycle to really sink into being. And because it's in the sign Taurus, it's actually very beneficial for us potentially. In fact, it will be retrograde for 4 months. And these 4 months are going to represent many opportunities, but the opportunities arise in a very unusual way. Simply because, again, like the way that retrograde Mercury has to do with the way we think about things and our ability to communicate and beginning to be more analytical and to look backwards to revise the way we have communicated in the past, because Jupiter represents what we believe, our worldview, our philosophy of life. This is a 4-month opportunity to start revising what we believe, our belief systems. And also, it's a very, very good time to really try to start getting a grasp on your long-term plans. What do you really want to do over the next year until the next Jupiter retrograde cycle? Because it will always happen around this time of the year, August, September. Now, again, because of the nature of Jupiter, Jupiter stays in each sign for about a year, so the next cycle will be Jupiter and Gemini, most likely. But the idea with Jupiter going backwards like this is that we look inside. We go within. It's a more philosophical and psychological investigation. And in a way, it's like it'll make our basic instincts, our intuitions, maybe have more weight, begin to be a little more important and dynamic. Always, again, with Jupiter, there's a tendency to leap ahead, even when it's not advised to do so. So it's a good idea to try to be patient, to, when you're tackling things, develop a plan, you know, like a little business plan, and try to proceed in that direction in an orderly and organized way, because Jupiter tends to just consume it. Doesn't work well with Jupiter to just wing it. Rather, especially in Taurus, it's like the physical confines, the directions need to be in place. On August 31st, which is Wednesday, Mercury sesquiquadrant Pluto, is our thinking undergoes a great change, and it represents it could, because Pluto often is public figures, it can represent public figures recanting. Going back against previous opinions. It's a time to change your mind. It's great frustration with the way things are being expressed and communicated. And it can represent certain difficulties and tensions that arise exactly from that, you know, a sense of frustration about maybe the people that represent you, whether it's an agent or a business manager or a friend who handles the books or the politicians that represent you. They could easily be under pressure and probably should be. On September 3rd, we see that the sun in Virgo is trine to Jupiter in Taurus. And as I said before, it was very, very close right now. It's within the sun on the new moon on the 28th was within orb of Jupiter. And then on the 3rd, it actually goes into this direct trine. And the trine to Jupiter in Taurus on September 3rd is, again, really plotting a path, trying to discover what the best direction to move ahead is. Often what can happen is it can be very, very lucky. It may mean that an opportunity has arisen that you need to evaluate carefully to figure out what the best way of moving forward will be and to take your own advice in that respect. Sun in Virgo is like, you know, it's a quality within us. We can attach it to someone outside of us, but it also represents qualities within us we need to develop. Saturn, I think, the sun in Virgo is very much like the doctor in you. It's the part of you that's wiser than the rest of you, maybe wiser than you think you are, which is kind of amusing in a way. But certainly sun trine Jupiter means that, you know, you may do things on the basis of belief and assume the details will be worked out in some kind of cosmic way. You may believe that that's the case, but the implication here is that it's obviously best to ground it, to make sure that you're on a firm footing, that influences are moving ahead in the right way. On September 6th, which is a week from Tuesday, Mars in Cancer goes quincunx to Jupiter. So Jupiter is getting a lot of action these days. And what that means is that the backward movement of Jupiter, which is normally expansive, often takes the opposite direction. It becomes a contraction. So very much like budgeting, you know, it's like there's a huge budget compression happening due to the pressure of House Republicans, essentially, in the political system. But everyone realizes that we need to really cut back, to go to take a different tack, to be more careful about. And of course, when that happens, it's not kind of random, but rather from an astrological point of view, it's something that affects you directly as well. Whether it does right at this second, it certainly will in the longer run. Wonderful. Another train passing right through the middle of Hudson. I live on Allen Street overlooking the train station. So I have this happen as a regular occurrence in the middle of the night. Every hour, the two trains go by, and it's quite extraordinary. Anyway, on Thursday, a week from Thursday, September 8th, at just about 11 o'clock p.m., which is actually 2 weeks from today, we see that Mercury goes into the sign Virgo, which it rules and is exalted. And this is Mercury's earthly home. It also rules Gemini, which is an airy home. And we think of Mercury as being primarily about mind, ideas, communication. But of course, when Mercury's in the sign Virgo, it wants groundedness. It wants physical manifestation. It wants to connect to home. It's a good time for restarting activities that have been put on hold. And it's when the delays that come about from the retrograde cycle and then the culmination of that retrograde cycle, this is around the time it goes out of its shadow. So the messenger planet, which it is, which governs the ability to deal with detailed and precise situations with the high quality of communication. And all of these business-making abilities, Mercury in Virgo is also very much associated with commerce, with trades, with communication, with the internet, particularly internet sales of various kinds. That naturally, you know, around this time we'd see that we become much more technically efficient. So the period of time during this kind of penumbra of Mercury, as it, you know, just before it goes into the sign Virgo, is very, very interesting because it left Virgo in the very beginning and retrograded back into the sign Leo. And so when it finally completes its path back into Virgo, we see that communication takes on a very different slant. This is an opportunity for the month or so that it's going to be in the sign Virgo to become as efficient as you'd really like to be. And again, I always associate early September with that kind of quality, you know, with the summer's over, already the nights these days are beginning to be a bit cooler. You feel almost a little touch of autumn. And when Mercury goes into Virgo, we see that it really truly becomes, you know, gearing up to the whole next phase of post Labor Day. And it's not accidental that Labor Day happens during the month of Virgo. On September 8th, which is also Thursday, a week from Thursday, 2 weeks from yesterday, Mercury in Virgo goes directly opposite Neptune in Pisces exactly at that moment. And this is very contradictory because, as I've said before, Mercury in Virgo is very pragmatic and practical and businesslike. And, you know, there's a tendency to be very practical about things and pragmatic and to really utilize your organizing skills to their optimal capacity. And of course, Neptune is almost the exact opposite of that. When Neptune first dipped its toe in Pisces, and it's now, you know, in the very beginning of Pisces for good, Pisces is the sign that Neptune rules, and it represents the psychic faculty, one's psyche in general, dreams, fantasies, illusions, spirituality. All of these things will increase. Interesting, because in astrology, there's always a range of influences for any one of the planets, and particularly Neptune. It goes all the way from a profound, empathetic spirituality all the way to a complete illusion. It always used to amuse me when people were very interested in channeling and that phenomenon that Shirley MacLaine was partially responsible for kind of elevating to a certain level. I've actually written about prophecy and channeling and things of that sort years ago. But, you know, just because you're tapping into a so-called ancient intelligence doesn't mean that it's actually an intelligent one, that it may be fooling you, and that's what Mercury and Neptune is about, to make sure that you're not really just moving ahead on beliefs without some kind of practical, pragmatic grounding for it. So we have to overcome our fantasy and get real and get down to the business at hand and to begin to have an approach that's more logical, rational, and realistic. It's a tendency to be tremendously idealistic, which Neptune also represents. And when Mercury and Neptune are opposite in Virgo, which Mercury rules, and Neptune ruling Pisces, Virgo and Pisces as a set of polar opposites is work and belief, idealism versus pragmatism. It's very, very interesting, and it should be a very dynamic time. It's a good time to really look at yourself very carefully, to try to understand what your real inner dynamic is and how best to express it, because it is tremendously self-expressive. It can manifest as music, as a whole range of things. Well, that's the astrology report for Friday, the 26th of August. And this is AT Mann, and I'm going to be signing off in just a moment. And once again, you can always see some more about astrology by going to my website, atmann.net. Or again, call in next week at 518-828-0290 and check in with us here.